Will you pray with me, please? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful Lord's Day that you have allowed us to wake to. Thank you for the good night's rest that we can come here as your children and lift up our voice, praise songs unto you, read word from the good book. We thank you for the words that we are reading that was spoken by Jesus, our Lord and Savior. May we think about those words this morning as we reflect our own lives, that we can go out and have the love that He wants for each one of us to our fellow man. As we think on those words, may we worship today and wholeheartedly and do away with the strife that we're maybe dealing with from day to day. Just put that aside, that we can focus on His words and His love for, and as He demonstrated by going to the cross on that and demonstrating the love that He unselfishly that day. May we also put away worldly things, and we can concentrate on as we gather around your table, and as we can pray to Him and to take the emblems that represents His body and His blood that was shed. Continue to go with each one of us and forgive us our sins. In Christ's name, amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will surely come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works.
Six ninety-seven. We sing all four verses.
Thou art the way to thee alone. From sin and death we flee. And he who would the Father see must seek him, Lord, by thee. Thou art the truth, thy word alone. True wisdom can impart. Thou only canst instruct the mind and purify the heart. Thou art the life, the rending tomb, proclaims thy conquering arm, and those who put their trust in thee, nor death nor hell shall harm. Thou art the way, the truth, the life.
530, 530, peace, perfect peace. We sing the first, third, and last, and fifth verses.
Peace, perfect peace.
Those words in the upper room, he didn't leave out what he intended to say. Let me back up. You can take that one off the screen. That's my fault. Let me back up and read verses 23 through 27 of chapter 14 that go along with that last song. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And then we pick up in chapter 15. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father I've made known to you. You did not choose me, But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another."
Number 260, 260, "I'm the vine." We'll be seeing the first and last verses.
"I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Bear precious fruit for Jesus today. Branches in him no fruit ever bearing. Jesus has said, he taketh away. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what ye will, your prayer shall be granted. The Father loved me, so I have loved you. Yes, by your fruits the world is to know you. Walking in love as children of day. Follow your guide, he passeth before you. Leading to realms of glorious day. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what ye will, your prayer shall be granted. The Father loved me, so I have loved you."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ability to come here today. We thank you for everything you've given us. Please be with all those who are sick, those lost loved ones. Please help us to love one another as you have loved us. Please help us to spread your word to all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
"But now I go the way to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare to you. A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you."
Number 376, 376, "Joy to the World." We'll be singing the first, second, and fourth verses.
"Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let him give his song.
First is first, and then read the chorus last. And as I read that chorus, I would like to just be reminded of the power that Jesus had, and that he could have made the decision to not go to the cross if he had so desired. But he had the power to do that. The song is 10,000 Angels. They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, "Crucify him, he's to blame." Upon his precious head they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold the King." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. When they nailed him to the cross, his mother stood nearby. He said, "Woman, behold the son, thy son," he cried. "I thirst for water." But they gave him none to drink. Then the sinful work was man was done. To the howling mob he yielded. He did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, "It is finished," he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan is done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. Will you pray with me? Our most kind, loving Father in heaven, once again, Father, we thank you for this beautiful Lord Day and this opportunity, Father, to gather around our table and remember that great sacrifice you made in sending your one and only Son, Jesus, died on the cross. And we're so thankful, Father, for those words you prayed, Father. Let thy will be done, Father, and not mine. We pray, Heavenly Father, now as we're about to partake this loaf that represents thy Son's body that hung on the cross, that we'll take it away as well-pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pray with us to bless the cup. Once again, Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus and the great sacrifice he made in dying on the cross. And we're thankful, Father, that he was willing to send him and his willingness to do this. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we're about to partake of this fruit of the vine that is thy Son's blood that flowed from his side as the sword pierced it, Father, that we'll take it away as well pleasing thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That concludes the Lord's Supper. Now we as Christians, we have the opportunity to give back to God for what he has blessed us with. And we also have a command in Scripture telling us to do that and when to do it. In 1 Corinthians 16, starting in verse 1, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, I have given orders to the church of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first day of the week, let every one of you lay aside, storing up, as you many have prospered, that there be no collections when I come."
We pray with us. We have to go in prayer. Our most kind of loving Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for once again this beautiful Lord day you blessed us with. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, that you have given us the ability to go out to our different jobs, Father, and to earn a living for our family. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we're able to give back this small portion that you have blessed us with. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that these funds will be used to reach many who are lost, Father, and to do many good works for the church. And we pray, Father, we'll give back. We will give cheerfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they're yours. And all are mine, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they may also be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known you that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Number 19. 1-9. We'll be singing the first, third, and fourth verses.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and praise him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and praise him, Lord of all.
after Christ's death and subsequent resurrection, then John records several more words of Christ after his death and prior to his ascension. Some of those are in John chapter 21, verse 25. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And then that concluded his record. Amen. But if you go back to chapter 20, verse 31, we find why John recorded these words of Jesus. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and in believing, you might have life through his name. Christ obviously gave his life for you and for me, so that we, among other things, could be here with a purpose today, that we can come together on the day of his resurrection, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, Sunday, as we know it in our culture, to get together as a family, as one. And I hope that we noticed how many times the Lord emphasized in that prayer to the Father in John 17, prior to his arrest, how often he said that those who believe on me will be one, that they may be one. That doesn't mean that we're robots that all walk and talk and look alike. It means that we share a common faith, that there is a steadfast belief and knowledge and assurance that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he gave his life for us, and that as surely as we follow his will and develop faith through the Word, Romans 10:17, and we turn from a life of sin and repentance, Acts 3:19, and confess him before men, Matthew 10:32-33, and then are immersed, baptized, buried in water so that we can be in him, Romans 6:3-4, Galatians 3:26-27, we have an abiding, unshakable truth and faith and belief that when I do what God says, that my sins are exactly what God said would happen. They are remitted, Acts 2:38. They're forgiven through the blood of Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 7. And I am saved, Mark 16, verse 16. And then I have the opportunity now, as a child of God, as Jesus said, when I ask in his name, God hears, God answers. The answer may not always be what I want, but don't ever think that God ignores us. And sometimes the answer may be, just wait a while, Alan. Just wait a while. You'll figure it out in all good time. Because God is not bound by my schedule. God's not bound by any schedule. In fact, God is not bound by time at all. He is above and beyond all of that. He's the one that spoke it all into existence. But he cares so much about me that he wants to be my father. And so he sent his son to share with us not just these last words, but all of his words. And as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:37, if anyone thinks himself to be spiritual, know this, the words that I'm writing, they are the words of Jesus Christ. So in his last will and testament, he shares with us, John 12:48, the criteria by which we will be judged one day. And there's an assurance, a promise, not really a threat to his children, a promise that there will be a day when we will be judged by Jesus Christ and his teaching and his example, Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. And then we can know, as Peter said, 2 Peter 3:9, that God is not slack concerning his promises, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why he sent his son. That's why Jesus gave us his words, first, middle, and last. But those last words, they got to be special. He wants us to be united as his bride, as his father's children. And he wants us, above all, to be a part of the church, his bride, and to be in his father's family. Have I been born of water and the Spirit, John 3:3-5, so that I can be a part of that family? If not, I have that opportunity this morning. I need to not only listen to those last words, but all the words. And this I can know. Whatever Jesus said, it's true. And I can trust him. And there's not a lot much sweeter than knowing that the one who can hold my soul in his hands, who gave his life for my soul, that every word he spoke can be trusted. That's a sweet way to live. It's the only way to live. And if that's the life that you need and a response would help, then just come down front while we stand and sing. Song, right? We do not. I couldn't remember. I put this together. You'd think I'd know that. But anyway, are there anything else we need to mention? Don't forget all the fantastic things that are going on. Last week was an amazing week, something every single night, except last night, perhaps. And some of us were busy during the day yesterday with church to helping somebody. So it was just an amazing week. And you know, I mentioned that in the singing Friday night, and I had several people say to me, so, you know, that's a good thing. To be part of a congregation that's got stuff going on a regular basis, that's a blessing. Obviously, no one individual can do it all and be involved in it all. But God only asks. He never asks what we can't do. He asks what we can do. But then he anticipates that as we grow, we will expand in those things that we can do. And I believe that's where most of us are trying to be here at the Decatur Congregation of the Lord's People, doing what we can today and striving so that next year, maybe there'll be one more thing we know how to do. And the year after that, maybe one more thing, not spreading ourselves too thin, but regulating, keeping up with our time and our talent and our effort so that we're not just a shotgun approach doing a few things, you know, a bunch of things with mediocrity, but lasering in and trying individually and as a congregation do a few things with excellence. And let's always remember, like the coach tells his athletic teams, strive for excellence. And that's especially true in the Lord's church. See you back here, Lord willing, 5:00.
One quick reminder before our prayer. Remember our meeting next Sunday morning after morning services. We've had the offer on the Grant Street building for $350,000, and we need to confirm that next week where that process can go on and continue. So please be here next Sunday morning for that. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that we can read it and we can understand it. We're thankful that we can sing praises to you and glorify you and yet edify one another. And Father, we pray that you'll help us practice what Jesus preached. Father, help us to love one another that we may be able to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We love this church and we love working together and we love reaching people that need Jesus. So as we leave this place this morning, help us to take every fiber of our being to reach those who need to be saved. So bless us today. Bless us every day. Help us to love one another and help us to love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.